He's a pretty big guy, so you know, he definitely adds an extra dimension to that offense, being a dual threat. So that's pretty much it, you know. Being alert to him breaking contain with his legs.
Julius, do you miss the days of just pocket passing in the
NFL? Yeah, a little bit. I do. you know, these guys run around now. You miss a lot more sacks, and it's just tougher to get there nowadays with all the zone read and the quick game. So, yeah, I miss it a little bit.
Play talk just now about how the change in the offenses and the zone reads are really making guys like yourself and him, you have to read and react more than just go after a guy. Is it a difficult adjustment when you've been used to doing it one way for so long, just hitting back and going after
a guy? Well, it's been about, I guess it's been evolving for the last 5 years or so now. So, you know, it's going more and more in that direction with guys being able to do both. So, it's just a part of the game that defenses and pass rushers are just going to have to adjust to and adapt to because, you know, I think the game is changing and that's where it's headed.
He has that ability. Do you have to think contain first besides going after the quarterback when he makes his drop like that?
Well, when you get into talking about scheme and stuff like that, it's about the defense that you're playing, whether you are aggressive on the run or you're playing reading the quarterback. So it depends on the scheme.
Are you far enough removed from Carolina now, or is this game still special for you?
Yeah, well, it's special because it's the next game, and it's a game that we really need to win. So it's definitely important. The emotional part of it, not so much. I've been gone for a while, so I think that's over now.
As far as Cam Newton versus maybe a Russell Wilson, both look to pass when they scramble, but are they different? Is Cam more big and fast versus quick?
Two different guys. Definitely two different guys. You know, they're both dynamic playmakers. And that can use their legs, obviously. They both can make plays, but just two different guys. So it's hard to compare, you know, compare them against each other.
With his size, when Cam Newton decides that he wants to run the football, is a little different than some of the other dual threat quarterbacks, just because Cam is so big and powerful, as opposed to some other dual threat guys.
Well, yeah. It's definitely he's definitely a bigger guy than most back there. So the thing about Cam is you know, you mentioned his size, and you know, it's one thing to have pressure on him and get to the quarterback. It's a totally separate thing to get to him and bring him down. So I think that's where he's different from a lot of other quarterbacks. Whereas, you know, it's another response. It's another tall task to take him down once you finally get to him.
Teams are different every year, but how different is the Carolina team from the one you remember from the days you were there to now?
I really don't know this team coming in here right now, you know, as far as the personnel and as far as philosophy and, you know, scheme and stuff like that. So it's hard to say. I've been gone for a while now, so it's a totally different team, I think.
Julius, is there even anybody in the organization still left from when
you... Yeah, a lot of guys. A lot of former players, a lot of former teammates. I don't know about the coaches. I'm pretty sure a lot of people upstairs, obviously the owner is still the same, couple guys in relations upstairs. So I'm still familiar with a lot of the people that's gonna be here at the game.
How do you assess your play so far? You've made impact plays, and then you got your hands on the ball at the very end of the Miami game as well.
You know, I really don't like to get into self-evaluations at all, really, until the end of the season. So my thing is just... It's another week to get better, and that's my focus, is improving this week to be better than I was last week.
Julius, what do you attribute the takeaways to? You guys are very good at obviously takeaway, maybe number one in margin. Your DBs are getting their hands on the ball. In your mind, what's been the biggest factor in the fact that you guys have been able to get the ball playing?
It's been emphasized, and you normally get what you emphasize, so we talk about it every day, getting takeaways. Because that's one of the main statistics that help you win games. All of that other stuff doesn't really matter. It's points scored, or, well, in our case, points allowed and getting takeaways. Those are two things that we're really most concerned about.
Some of your favorite memories from playing back in Carolina? Some of your favorite memories you'd like to share with us?
Not really.
When a punt gets blocked and your adversity defense responds like you did in Miami, your offense gets the job done in 2 minutes. Do you come back home as a team just saying, you know, we can we can pull out wins? Do you feel that this team takes a next step as the season goes on?
I don't know if it's, you know, if it's the next step that we're taking. It's definitely a confidence boost, and it's definitely, you know, a sign that we're going in the right direction. You know, as far as us feeling like we could win games, I think we felt like that before this last game. So, you know, it's just another step in the right direction.